Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
The Environmental Cost of Our Urban Landscape, a Riverway Story by James Lasher. As we transition into winter weather, frost stalls the growth of our lawns and we roll our mowers into storage until next spring. While we take a seasonal break from our routine lawn maintenance, let's step back and consider this common cultural tradition. Why do we have lawns in the first place? Are there better alternatives? Perhaps you've already questioned the merit of lawns as you suffered a midsummer mow in sweltering heat, or stacked your 20th leaf bag at the curb this fall. What you might not have considered is the environmental impact of lawns, the way they lead to damaging pollution and waste. The aesthetic maintenance of lawns was traditionally practiced by English aristocratic classes as a signal of status in the 18th century. This eventually led to the inspiration and further development of the practice in American culture. Today, lawns in the U.S. stretch across a large swath of land. In a lawn mapping study supported by NASA, researchers estimated that lawn grasses take up about 2% of land in the continental U.S. This would make lawns the largest irrigated crop in the country, topping corn and wheat. This comes at an environmental cost. Chemicals we use for lawn maintenance, including pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers, drain into rivers and aquifers during rainstorms. These pollutants harm fish and other wildlife. For example, nitrogen from fertilizer causes eutrophication, a process where excess nitrogen builds up in a body of water. This causes a surge of plant growth, depriving fish and other surrounding wildlife of oxygen. Lawns also deprive pollinators of critical food sources and lead to tremendous water waste. According to the EPA, 30 to 70% of U.S. homeowners' water usage is dedicated to irrigating lawns during summer months. Given the negative effect of lawns, consider implementing environmentally friendly alternatives into your landscaping next spring. For example, native prairie plants provide food for pollinators, habitat for wildlife, and they don't require excess watering or chemical treatments because they're evolved to thrive in local conditions. Ground covers like clover or creeping thyme mimic the appearance of traditional lawn grass and accommodate the same outdoor lawn activities while demanding less maintenance, less water, and no harmful chemicals.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.